Elon buying Twitter. So everyone's talking about this. If you haven't heard, multi-billionaire Elon Musk, he has purchased Twitter. And in my opinion, him purchasing Twitter is kind of just like a major, it's definitely a major flex. He just paid the biggest troll toll in the world just to simply be able to troll anyone and everyone he wants. He gets to get the data. He could sell that off to marketing places and they could market your data. Or even, I'm not sure how the Teslas work, but like their streaming services or whatever one is playing music, it could collect your data and you'll have ads that are specific towards you. I mean, buying it, he'll be able to make the money back just off data alone. But I think the plan, he's saying the plan's free speech, but other platforms that are banning speech and streaming services losing millions. Elon plans for this. I think Elon's plan for this is pretty simple. He wants to turn Twitter into like a competitive space for YouTube. And I know that sounds a little bit crazy, but in my mind, I think that if you place like YouTube banning people and everything like that and making it harder for people to put their stuff out there, Twitter's already well known, and a lot of people already have a lot of followers and had to watch what they were putting on Twitter or couldn't upload certain videos onto YouTube because of hate speech and everything else. And it could be satire or just people talking shit, but I think that his plan is to make it like where maybe he's paying content creators to post exclusively on Twitter and not use YouTube. Now, obviously he's not going to be able to get, say, like Mr. Beast to do exclusive to Twitter, but I'm sure if he paid Tim Dillon enough Dogecoin that he would do content that he wouldn't upload to Patreon and wouldn't upload to his YouTube. And I think that it's a way of Elon getting exclusive content as well. And it's also a possibility that Twitter's could, kind of how Amazon started out as just a book, audiobook, or bookstore or whatever. Twitter could very well develop from letting people upload original content, just like how YouTube started, people were just doing original content. Well, then all these people are going to be able to upload all of their past videos and stuff, and they'll be played specifically only on Twitter. So, a lot of platforms are losing their shit because of their woke agendas in the movies. But I think Elon could turn this into a social multimedia company, putting creators right with the viewers. Perhaps he starts paying, everyone in Dogecoin. Dogecoin goes up, and like I said, it's a giant troll toll for him to be able to do anything that he wanted. It's kind of similar to like when Vince McMahon bought out WCW from Ted Turner. I mean, Ted Turner was a multimedia or a media mogul, and Vince McMahon is also a media mogul. Elon Musk is a very smart business person. Say what you will about him, but he's the internet's biggest troll easily, and it's pretty funny how everyone's freaking out about it. But I think that it's pretty simple that his agenda is going to be to make this slowly be competitive with YouTube. I mean, Google owns YouTube, and now he owns Twitter, so if he can make Twitter kind of a, I guess more like a Rockfin slash, like all the videos that can't go onto YouTube can go onto Twitter now. Twitter can very well become a competition-like platform to YouTube, which then will enable it to, within 5 years, become something sort of like Netflix, where they're shilling out millions of dollars on shit projects. But if it's actual content that you're able to see the views on and everything like that, like you could see if people are watching it, you could share it instantly, and it would be pretty interesting if that's the way that he takes it, but that's the only way that I could really see this whole MySpace X taking over is Elon turning it into a like a competitor to YouTube. And that's basically what my thoughts are on Elon Musk buying this thing, which it would be pretty cool because then you don't have to worry as a content creator about what you're uploading or what you're saying or anything like that. You could do satire, you could do your stupid shit, and even if it's not going onto your individual YouTube channel, it could go exclusively onto your Twitter. And if it gets enough views or whatever, and Elon's being able to collect everyone's data from those views, you could get paid out in Dogecoin. It sounds like a pyramid scheme, kinda, I guess, but I mean, that's what all major businesses is they buy, you buy food for X amount of dollars, you sell it for three times that amount of dollars, and then that covers your labor, your rent, and the product, and then you do it again, and eventually it's able to save up because you're charging more than what you're buying it at. He bought it at wholesale, okay? As much like Amazon buying MGM. I think that this accusation is going to be the same type of purchase where he's going to now be able to kind of just have individual content people make specifically different content for that platform alone. And it's pretty interesting just the people wiling out on there already since he's changed up some shit. They're just trying to test the limits. He recently said that he was gonna buy Coca-Cola next. That way he could add Coke into it. The next company that he buys, I'm not sure what it would be. A movie studio would be ideal. Or maybe like a exclusive, maybe Twitter buys out Rockfin or Twitter buys out one of those other platforms. I don't know. Be pretty interesting, you know what I mean? And that's what I got going on that thought. That's where I think it's gonna end up rolling down. And let's check the Reddit news. Let's see what we got going on over here on Reddit. My internet's running a little bit slow, so hopefully all this shit is coming through. But I've been trolling some people on here. Someone asked, how is it that on Too Afraid to Ask, they asked why did it seem like President Biden was shaking hands with ghosts? And the first comment was someone saying something along the lines of, that that was misinformation being spread. And then a lot of people were trying to just comment dementia. And then some dipshit named Dipshit Dow commented that it could be a ghost from past drone strikes, and then no one liked that, or I mean they liked it. No one really commented on it, and then more people said that it was just misinformation and everything like that. And then I said maybe the right information is coming from the bunny's handler or something along those lines. I don't remember exactly what I said, but that got quite a bit of likes. So that's always fun whenever you can just piss off a group of people for no reason. And listen, I'm on the record here. I don't give a fuck either way. But it's just funny to troll. And if I had $420 billion, it's not the right number, but it sounds better. He should have just offered $420.69 billion. But if I had that kind of money, there's no w way that I wouldn't be trying to troll or prank people. I mean, yeah, like I said, Google bought YouTube. He bought out Twitter. It's him just trying to flex on the major companies, and Disney bought Fox. That he just wants to be up there as the sole thing. Like Elon bought this, so That's what it says. He's just, you gotta pay the troll toll if you wanna get this boss hole. You gotta pay the troll toll if you wanna get in. And now a
He's an
word from our
ass.
sponsor.
And he's dumb. Dumbass.
Do you find it hard to get out of bed in the morning? Do you find it hard to get up and do anything? Do you find yourself laying around and just not wanting to do much? Whenever you're at work, are you tired of them constantly telling you to do your job? Well, you don't have to. Introducing the Fuckit. Now available in pill form, smokable, vapable, or good old suppository. The Fuckit. Developed by science and meth lab technologies, the Fuckit enable you to be able to walk through life without giving two fucks about anything. Remember whenever you used to give all kinds of fucks? Now you can give zero fucks. The Fuckit. Careful, Fuckits may cause you to lose your job, life, and or any existence to reality. Fuckits may not be taken if you are taking anything else prescribed by Big Pharma. The Fuckits are highly addictive and can be... I encourage everyone to have them. The Fuckits. Thanks, Fuckits.